I think that he was embarrassed in this particular time. He did seem upset. He certainly seemed surprised. And it certainly demonstrated that this judge had absolutely no control over his courtroom. Additionally, it became apparent that the judge, and he stated this, he has no idea what technology is in place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in his courtroom. So, you know, but throughout he remained, you know, calm. You know, the attorneys who have been practicing law for decades said that if this happened, if the same incident happened in a federal courtroom, you know, federal court judge would have called for an immediate investigation, shut down the proceedings, and just would have not reacted as calmly as this judge did. And so, you know, what's clear, Peter, is that these are military commissions, okay? So in these military commissions, you have a mix of state, federal, and the laws, you know, behind or that pertain to courts martial. And so they throw all of these little, you know, pieces of these various laws into a pot, mix it up, and try to figure out what they're doing. But each and every person, at least on the, you know, the prosecution side and even the judge, they all have someone to answer to, okay? There's, you know, there's a convening authority who sort of presides over everything, and I guess you could say, you know, perhaps maybe somewhat of a puppet master, whereas in federal court, you just have the judge, you know? The judge isn't really reporting to anybody. The judge is the judge. So that's what makes this sort of unique and problematic.